Hockey is also the starting point for this week's Sideways Glance. Sideways Glance is when we share a story that makes even us old news hounds do a double take. One of the biggest double takes in sports history happened 34 years ago at the Winter Olympics in Lake Placid, New York. The miracle on ice, the unlikely American victory over a powerhouse Soviet hockey team. The world's Clark Boyd recently got the chance to sit down and chat with one of the American heroes of that game.
It's fair to say that I've forgotten a heck of a lot of things in the past three decades, but one thing that's been seared into my brain since I was a kid is that moment when Mike Ruzioni slammed the puck past the Soviet goalie in Lake Placid back in 1980. I remember the way Ruzioni danced on the tip of his skates until he was mobbed by his teammates, and I remember watching, nervously, as the clock ticked down to Al Michaels' famous miracle call and a 4-3 American upset victory. So imagine my delight when I turn around here in the newsroom a few days ago, and there's Mike Ruzioni standing there. He's here to do an interview with another BBC program, but luckily he's got a few minutes for me. I start by telling him I was only 9 at the time, and that I really didn't understand Cold War politics, but that I knew, somehow, the game was more than just a game.
People will come up to me and go, I remember where I was when we won. And I go, I didn't know you were on the team.
Yeah, really?
You know? But that's what it felt like for people. That's how important that game was for them. We realized around the country and what the world was looking at was, it was, you know, the good versus evil kind of thing. But for us, it was a hockey game. It wasn't going to solve the world's problems.
For Ruzioni himself, who's from a town just outside Boston, it capped off an unlikely personal path to Olympic hockey glory.
Well, I think you'll be surprised. I played more baseball in my life than I played hockey. And my real passion in high school was football and just kind of fell into hockey as I got into high school and obviously, you know, played hockey at Boston University.
After he graduated, Ruzioni didn't go pro. For 2 years, he kept his amateur status so that he could try to make the Olympic team. 80 players were invited to the tryouts. Ruzioni made the cut down to 26 and then survived the cuts that whittled the team down further to 20 players. When the team went to Lake Placid, the Soviets were far from their minds.
You know, the Soviets were in the other division, so we weren't even thinking about the Soviets unless we got to the medal round, and that was our goal, get to the medal round. In order to get to the medal round, we had to finish first or second in our division. Well, in our division, we had Sweden, Czechoslovakia, West Germany, Norway, and Romania. And Norway and Romania were the only two countries that anybody thought we could beat. We weren't supposed to beat the other ones, and we did.
And that's how they ended up down 3-2 to the Soviets in the third period, before that late rally. Ruzioni says people forget that the victory over the Soviet Union wasn't the final. It was just a stepping stone to the gold medal game against Finland, a game that the U.S. won 4-2.
And I've always told people, and they think I'm crazy, but if we had lost to Finland and not won the gold medal, boy, that would have been disheartening. As great as a Soviet win was, we didn't go there to win one game.
But it's that one game that people remember. And in hindsight, Ruzioni can see why. The Soviets had invaded Afghanistan. The American economy was in the tank. And U.S. citizens were still being held hostage in Iran. And so a victory over the Soviet Union, public enemy number one, was a welcome thing.
I think in 1980, we were looking for something to feel good about, and it happened to be us, despite the obstacles and despite the odds that we can do anything, and we did that.
Now look at the U.S. Olympic hockey teams, Ruzioni says. They're off to compete in Russia, not the Soviet Union, and they're one of the favorites, not an underdog. When I ask about the heavy security around the games in Russia, he tells me it's a sad commentary about the world we live in. It makes the Lake Placid games, he says, seem especially quaint in comparison. Ruzioni says he's not going to Sochi. He says it's a long trip. He's too busy with speaking engagements. And besides, he'd rather watch the games on TV from the comfort of his home, surrounded by his kids and grandkids. For The World, I'm Clark Boyd.